It looks like we have Nancy back with us on the line. Nancy, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Sherman. I am here, and I need your help to answer a medical question. I hope you will be able to. I have a very rare diagnosis of a very rare disease, which is called mesenteric meningitis. And the only thing that keeps me above water, besides those horrible drugs that I refuse to take, is Enzyme Medica Lipogold. My problem with that is it works wonders, but when I don't take it, it seems like the body has become dependent on it, because usually lipase is produced by pancreas. And I understand that with age we decrease the amount of the production. Nevertheless, when I don't take Lipogold, I don't have any movement, any, my bile doesn't move. And there is a tremendous lack of stomach acidity from what I can view. So is there any way to remedy that?
Nancy, I missed the diagnosis. It's called mesenteric something.
Paniculitis. It's very rare.
Yes, I don't think I've ever treated it. But to answer your questions, I think the enzymes that you're using are good, but there might be a couple of better brands that I like. They could be more potent for you. How many enzymes do you have to take with meals?
Doctor, they're very potent and they're very helpful. That's not the point. The point is when I don't take it, when I make a break, my stomach does not. There is a dependency of my body on those enzymes, which I want to eliminate. It's like putting glycerin suppository things. You shouldn't put them for a unlimited amount of time. I've been on this for the last maybe 5 years. It's not that I have started taking it yesterday. Enzyme Medica is a great product as far as I am concerned. But the problem is, how do you eliminate dependency?
Oh, I misunderstood your question. One way we have found to improve enzyme production from the pancreas would be to adequately supply enough acid from the stomach that would stimulate the pancreas to make more enzymes. So, and if you're a listener of the show, we typically recommend a Heidelberg screening to see how much of the HCl your stomach is making on its own. But the pancreatic production is very dependent on a lower pH or an acid pH. So that could either be tested, or you could start on perhaps a little bit of hydrochloric acid along with the enzymes, especially with high protein meals.
I am basically on high protein meals because after taking natural thyroid, the pork thyroid medicine, I developed sensitivity to gluten, which usually happens. Gluten sensitivity in 90% of cases is not something you're born with. It's something, in my experience, from talking to many friends, is what you develop after you take certain medications that don't rhyme with you well. So Heidelberg test is the test for what? HPI?
Well, it measures the amount of hydrochloric acid your stomach is making. So if, like I say, if that's low, it's going to be not triggering the pancreas to make enough enzymes. So that would be the first place I'd look. And, you know, sometimes there's infections like H. pylori, like we just talked about, or other bacteria in the small intestine that could be interfering. You might want to run a digestive analysis eventually to see, you know, what kind of bacteria are there and whether that could be interfering with the digestive process.
Doctor, as you're talking, I'm writing it down. What kind of tests specifically do you recommend blood tests to be done, please?
Well, I don't know if the blood test would be that that important. You can do serum tests for the enzymes like lipase and amylase, protease, and that would give you an idea of how efficient the pancreas is at producing that, because some of those enzymes obviously get into the bloodstream and circulate. So based on your treatment, you'd be able to tell how much improvement you're getting before and after starting it. But I would begin with the Heidelberg testing.
Heidelberg testing is blood or something else? Is it the blood test or is it saliva? What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a test where you swallow a radio transmitter capsule, and the capsule actually measures your stomach acid. You have to come in fasting to a clinic that offers that. I think
I don't react to anything good radioactive. Talking about hair loss, it happens.
No, it's not. No. It's not radioactive at all. There's no radiation involved. It's just a radio transmitter. If you're in California, so if you Google Heidelberg testing in your area, that would probably bring that up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But you don't know how to basically ease off enzymes, do you? Do you know how to live without them? What do I do in place of them? Is there maybe probiotics that I take instead of that?
Well, I would have to try and figure out your particular circumstance. So, like I say, I would check the Heidelberg first, and then, if need be, check your serum enzyme production and see if you can monitor that as you include more hydrochloric acid in your meals. So, Nancy, I think we have to go. I hear the violins, and thanks for your call, and hope that works for you.